This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Edith Arneson, who's with the Sioux Falls JCs. And, of course, the 4th of July is coming up. We got, I think the mayor's 4th of July parade. They have their thing and all that kind of stuff down at the falls and all of that type of stuff. But I know that the grandstand at the W.S. Lyons Fairgrounds, the JCs, have been doing that for how many years?
This is our 47th year.
You know, 47th. I was going to say I was with him kind of back in the beginning, not quite that far, but back in the days of Rod Carlson when he was with the JCs. We were the number one JC chapter in the country at one time.
We were. I don't remember the year, but we were at one time.
We had a 6-foot-tall trophy, but I think that got kind of dismantled. And where are the JCs meeting at now in Sioux Falls?
The JCs meet at the Nonprofit Center.
And how many JCs do we have in Sioux Falls now?
Right now, we're down to about 40 members.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of service clubs are having declining numbers, mainly because people are so busy. I mean, both parents are working and the kids are working, too. It seems like nowadays it's not like it was in the good old days, as I can say. To be a JC, what is a JC?
A JC is a young person between the ages of 18 and 40 years old. Families, kids are always welcome. Our kids participate in all of our events. But it's a young leadership organization.
And a good place to meet other people. A lot of people get married as JCs, I know.
They do. We've had many couples meet through the JCs and get married, and now their whole families are part of the JCs.
Well, quickly now, this Friday, the 4th of July, the gates open at what time?
The gates are opening up at 5 p.m. We have face painting going on. We have kids inflatables. We're going to have some glow necklace giveaways. We have a DJ. We're also doing the municipal band is going to be playing from 8 to 9. And, of course, we're going to end the night with fireworks from Loose Fireworks.
Now, this is the biggest fireworks display, I think, in the state of South Dakota, isn't it?
I believe it is.
You know, a lot of people don't realize it costs a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money to put on the whole show. Our average cost right now is about $30,000, between $30,000 and $35,000 with the fireworks and everything else that goes into it.
Now, how do you raise that money?
Through sponsorship, through corporate sponsorships. We have a lot. Grand Falls Casino has been a big supporter the last 3 years. They do the win-win with the bang. The labor unions have stepped up the last couple years. You know, their families are part of the community, so they really wanted to get involved and continue to be involved with us. We have a lot of other corporate sponsors that participate.
You know, it's a tradition. I think some people have grown up at the JC fireworks display, and now they're bringing their kids.
They are. We hear that comment all the time, not only with the 4th of July, but all of our other events. Generations are involved in our activities.
Now, who plans the fireworks? Who does all of that?
The JCs have a committee, and we actually have people from the community, too, that have become involved and part of the committee to plan the fireworks and help raise the money for it and things like that.
Now, who plans the displays? Now, this is done by professionals.
This is done by professionals. Loose Fireworks has been our vendor that we've used for the last few years. Last year we put it to music. This year we're also putting it to music. It's going to be better than ever.
A lot of people don't realize the work that goes into that. They have to dig a lot of holes, put in a lot of, display mounts, and all of this is susceptible to rain. If the rain comes, it's all ruined.
It's not necessarily all ruined. We do have a rain date. Hopefully we don't have to use it for July 5th, but yes, it takes a lot of work. They're out there about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, setting things up for about a 20, 25-minute show.
The main thing is there's a whole pyrotechnics convention in Sioux Falls this last year.
We did. That was held out at the fairgrounds as well.
So we're going to have the latest and the greatest and the best.
We are. It's going to be an awesome show this year. We can't wait. We've added some new things. So we hope everybody comes out. The fairgrounds has asked us that people park on the north side because they do have a cattle show going on. So they're going to be taking up a lot of the south entrance parking spot and things like that with the expo building.
The expo building, yes. I wonder what the cows are going to think about the fireworks.
We're a little worried about that, but we'll deal with it. We always do.
Well, it is with a bang, and it's the 4th of July, and it is the best fireworks, and the whole thing is if you come out, at 5:30, you know, you're going to have all the things for the kids, the face painting, and well, the fireworks isn't the only thing you do during the whole year.
No, it's not. We have 4 major events, I would say. In the spring, we do our sandbox fill, which is pretty popular. Then the 4th of July. Then, of course, we do the haunted house, which is our biggest fundraiser to help support all of our other events, as well as just our annual maintenance, insurances, things like that. And then we also help the Marines, the young, or the Marine Corps with Toys for Tots.
Now, the sandbox, Phil, is a lot of cats like that. It's a lot of sand. Tell us about that, because how many sandboxes did you fill this year?
The sandbox fill, we filled about 40 sandboxes this year.
And that's not easy. I mean, sand is heavy.
It's heavy, especially when it rains.
Yeah, that's right. We had a rainy spring. Do they have a dump truck, or what do they? How do they do that?
We load up at the quarry, and then we use wheelbarrows, and we haul it to all the different sandboxes, one wheelbarrow at a time.
What does it take to be a JC? In other words, you said 18?
18 to 40.
Okay. And some say it's kind of a junior chamber of commerce.
It is. That's actually the technical name of the JCs. It's the Sioux Falls Junior Chamber of Commerce. Again, we learn leadership skills through community service. We plan projects. We work with budgets. We manage staff, all the volunteers. Anything that a business would do, we do that for each project that we do.
Where was the last national convention last year at?
The national convention actually is going on here this weekend, actually, mm-hmm. out in Baltimore, Maryland.
So being a JC is something that everybody learns. And first of all, if you're new to the community, it's a great way to network and get to know people.
It is a very great way to network. And again, families are welcome. That's one thing that young families really like, because their kids are welcome to come and participate with the things. They're welcome to come to the meetings. We have stuff going on, and we're always looking for new ideas.
And it's not expensive to be a JC.
It's not expensive at all. Membership is $50, and not only are you local, but you're state, national, and international.
Well, that's only $1 a week.
It's $1 a week.
You know, you can be a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, I guess, when you're in school. Then you can become a Junior Chamber of Commerce JC member, and then you join the Chamber of Commerce, and then you probably join other service clubs like Rotary and the Lions and those type of things as kind of a natural progression.
It is, and it's, you know, you continue that network all through life and your leadership skills. Life is a learning.
Well, they can just call 211 and get information.
Yep, they can call 211, the helpline center, and they can patch you through and go to our website, SiouxFallsJCs.org.
As far as when is your next meeting going to be if people want to?
Our next meeting, we're actually having a 4th of July committee meeting next Tuesday, July 1st, to make sure everything's all squared away. And after that, it's usually the second and last Tuesday of the month.
So you actually have to go out there and clean up all that fireworks, too.
We do got to clean up the fireworks on July 5th. If anybody wants to help, we'd love all the volunteers we can have.
And WH Lions Fairgrounds, the Sioux Empire Fair Association, works with you quite closely. It's a good combination there.
Yep. The WH Lions Fairgrounds has partnered with us, and they've been awesome to work with again.
How big a crowd have you been getting in the grandstand in the last years?
It varies. We estimate anywhere between 5,000 and 8,000 people, because a lot of people sit down on their lawn chairs on the cement that they have there in front of the grandstands now. So,
well, if you got a class reunion or a family reunion, or if you got people coming in from out of town, it's a great place to take them. It's gates open at 5:00 on Friday.
Gates open at 5:00 Friday. It's free. It doesn't cost anything to get in.
Sioux Falls Municipal Band plays. You've got a disc jockey. You've got music, food, entertainment. What else can you ask for?
Exactly. Come on out and enjoy the 4th.
Well, if you have any inclinations on wanting to be a JC, come out to the fireworks and ask any JC, and they'll give you all the information that you need. It's a good organization. It's been here for 47 years, you say?
47 years the fireworks have been going on.
Having the JCs. I've got to tell this story because Joe Floyd, who started Kello TV, was a JC back in the 1930s. And they repaved Main Avenue, and they thought they should have a celebration, Joe Floyd did. And so they brought in a circus and had a big celebration. And in the JC minutes of the old logs that I was looking at back when I was a JC, they sent Joe Floyd to Mitchell to catch the carnival because they forgot to charge the sales tax. So that's what I'm saying. It's one of the good old stories of the JCs here in Sioux Falls. Well, Edith Arneson with the Sioux Falls JCs, Friday, 5:00, gates open at the WH Lions Fairgrounds. It's all free. The best fireworks in the state of South Dakota, I'll say. And thank you for being with us on Forum.
Thank you for having us.
Next on Forum, we're talking with Maureen Ohm, who is the event director of Downtown Sioux Falls. And Downtown Sioux Falls started, how many years ago?
Boy, I honestly don't have an answer to that question well before my time, but I've been there for 4 years now.
Well, it started with a lady that was kind of really a spark plug.
Carol. Pagonis.
Pagonis, yes. Everybody liked what she was doing, and she just, you know, had basically, you know, if you want to do it, you can get it done, and she did it.
Yeah. Can-do attitude.
Well, that's where the Parade of Lights started.
Yes, the Parade of Lights has been around for over 20 years. It's one of my favorite events. Not very seasonable right now, but it is such a loved event by the whole community.
And I think at least 30,000 people come downtown or more for that.
It's so hard to count those heads, to be honest, but I'm sure it's over 10,000. Maybe it is up there by 30. I don't know. But it is just a great way to kick off the holiday season.
Well, you know, when they wanted to build the event center downtown, they said there'd always be a problem with parking. And yet, there's no problem with parking when you have the Parade of Lights or all the events. All those parking ramps are free. And it seems like 10 minutes after the parade's over, everybody's gone. There's no traffic jams or anything.
That's true. I totally agree. There's more parking downtown than people realize. And public parking is free in the evenings and on the weekends, which is something to keep in mind. And even during events, I always use the First Avenue parking ramp as an example. Mm-hmm. It always has spaces. And it is half a block off of Phillips Avenue, right in the heart of downtown. So check out the First Avenue parking ramp if you haven't. Because even if it's during the day when you do have to pay, it's around the same price or slightly cheaper than the meters, depending how long you park. And you'll never get a ticket because there's not, if you plug the meter for 1 hour, but you take two, you could get a ticket. But if you are in the ramp, you're never going to get a ticket. And if you show up after 6 o'clock or on the weekend, it costs nothing.
Well, you don't even need to have quarters or change or anything for the parking meters anymore.
For some of the parking meters, you can use a credit card, which is nice. That's a great improvement.
Does it automatically recharge the credit card if it expires? Or?
No, it doesn't.
That'd be kind of nice, you know.
Yeah, that would be.
You don't have to worry about it running out.
Maybe in the future.
But the main thing is that coming up here in July, you have a couple events. You have Hot Harley Nights and you have Hot Summer Nights.
That's right.
What are the dates on those?
So Hot Summer Nights is on Wednesday, July 16th. It's our 21st annual. Hot Harley Nights takes place downtown the Saturday prior on July 12th.
So it's a week of things going on, and, you know, basically you've got Jazz Fest, you know, people coming to town for Jazz Fest, they're going to want to come downtown and see all the sculptures and that.
Absolutely.
You've got, you know, the 4th of July, where people coming into town for, you know, there's the Mayor's Parade.
Yes. On the 4th of July, there's the Mayor's Parade. It actually starts with a fun run and walk at 8 a.m. on the 4th of July, a parade at 10 a.m., and all you need to do to get in that parade is even, like, decorate a bike. You don't even need to have a huge float. So whether you want to be in the parade or whether you want to be a spectator, there are opportunities there. And then there's a free picnic lunch for the first 5,000, which begins at 11 a.m. at Falls Park. And last year, I think I went kind of late, and they still had food. I guess I can't guarantee that, but it was a good lunch. And they even have live music and entertainment. They've got Mogan's Heroes performing at 12:30 and Bear Bodkin's Shakespeare presentation at 1:30. Also happening on the 4th of July is Animals on the Amphitheater at the newly redeveloped downtown riverfront. I really encourage you to check that out. If you haven't been to the newly redeveloped downtown riverfront by Sharapa Place between 6th and 8th Street, it's a beautiful place to just go for a walk. But the 4th of July at 11 a.m. is an excellent time to check it out because Animals on the Amphitheater will be going on, which is an educational presentation where some kids can even get up and close with some animals.
Maybe some llamas or?
Well, I don't know which animals will be there on the 4th of July, so that part will be a surprise.
Well, that's during the morning and afternoon and the evening, they can go out to the JC's Fireworks in the grandstand.
Exactly.
Make a whole day of it here in Sioux Falls.
Yep.
And, come on in from, you know, people do come from a long ways away because there's class reunions and family reunions. It seems like all that last part of June and early part of July going on. Sioux Falls downtown now has more hotel rooms.
New Hilton Garden Inn opened up recently, and boy, that's a beautiful hotel. So now we have three great hotels downtown. We've got the Country Inn and Suites, the Holiday Inn, and the Hilton Garden Inn. So lots of options and lots of places to stay downtown. Why not make a weekend out of it?
Somebody was telling me there's like 65 restaurants within walking distance of the downtown area.
Boy, that could be. I don't have the number in my head, but if you do check out DTSF.com, we have a dining section, or pick up the Exactly Downtown magazine, which has a dining section in it as well, and that can help you navigate around the many options.
Well, just like the stores are unique, you know, even young kids recognize if you go to a mall, the same mall in Minneapolis, the same mall in Omaha, mm-hmm. the same mall in Rapid City, the same mall in Fargo, it's yeah. the same stores. But yep. downtown Sioux Falls are unique.
Yes.
Family-owned.
Absolutely.
Real, you know, like I say, individual business people that,
yes.
That have stuff that you won't find anywhere else.
That's exactly it. Downtown's a great place to shop for gifts, because if you're looking for something unique, you maybe don't even know what you're looking for. Come downtown for inspiration. And check out these small stores. It's really the definition of shop small. I mean, oftentimes when you are checking out at the counter, it's the owner of the business there who you're talking to. And like I said, I like to shop downtown for gifts because I'm going to find something that's totally unique that we haven't seen somewhere else.
And the food.
The food.
Everything from Mediterranean to ethnic to Norwegian to, you know, and they got little chairs and tables you can set outside. And
yes.
Now that's something that's going to be new for Main Street coming up.
Yeah, so Main Avenue is going to be experiencing a road diet is what it's being called. And it's going to be temporary through this summer to start with, I guess kind of a pilot project to see how it goes. They're trying to make Main more pedestrian friendly and a better atmosphere, I guess I should say. So Parker's and Wiley's are two restaurants that are on Main Avenue, and they will be gaining some more outdoor seating areas. And I believe overall, if the project is a success, that they would probably build some permanent kind of sidewalk concrete bump outs in those areas. And they're also going to increase the parking on the east side of Main. They're going to do diagonal parking instead of the current parallel, which will double the spots on the east side of Main from something around 70 up to 140.
We're speaking with Maureen Ohm, event director downtown Sioux Falls, and it seems like they've got a pretty good system now for the parades.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, you know, they block off certain areas, but it's very well organized, and the police and everybody kind of knows now, you know, it's not so complicated anymore.
Event organizers work very closely mm-hmm. with the police department, and we do have event committee meetings with many departments with throughout the city of Sioux Falls to try to coordinate best with everyone. And certainly there's always a challenge with blocking some streets, but of course there's so much that can be gained from some events as well that once in a while it's that's what we do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Hot Harley Nights, because that precedes the Hot Summer Nights. They are going to be having a big event, I suppose, down in the Uptown area, I suppose. Is
that's where correct. Yep. Hot Harley Nights is run by J&L Harley Davidson. It's a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish, and it's a big fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. In fact, the largest fundraiser in South Dakota. So it definitely, any money spent there goes towards such a good cause. And like I said, that takes place downtown on Saturday, July 12th, and it will be in the Falls Park West area, which is like by the arches as you enter Falls Park on Phillips Avenue. So it's definitely going to be a great night of music and food downtown.
And they parade all the way from J&L Harley all the way to downtown. Have anyone ever counted how many motorcycles they have?
I'm not sure. That'd be a good question for J&L Harley Davidson. They might know the answer.
It's one right after the other, and it's a lot. We have a... we are a destination location because of the falls now.
Yes.
And people actually come off the interstate to see the Battleship South Dakota or the falls or mm-hmm. the Pedigree Museums, or they know that they can, you know, the sculpture walk is really brought a lot of people to Sioux Falls.
Oh, it sure has. It's so fun. On a day like today, just walking from my office to here, I see all of these families out and about, and they're holding their sculpture walk brochures and smiling and taking pictures with the sculptures and checking them all out. And I enjoy myself, you know, getting together with my friends every year and doing the full sculpture walk in addition to just seeing them on a daily basis.
And you can vote for the one that you like the best.
You absolutely can. You can vote for your favorite. And there are ballot boxes all around downtown to submit that. And I think there might be a couple of sculptures that maybe don't qualify due to price, but for the most part, the People's Choice ends up getting purchased by the city of Sioux Falls, and then it is permanently installed somewhere.
That's why we see so many sculptures at the zoo and in the parks and mm-hmm. all around the city now. The trend that I see happening is that families are taking pictures of these sculptures with their kids every year. So they're going to have scrapbooks of these kids growing up year by year by year in front of the sculptures downtown.
Yes.
It's kind of, you know, it used to be in front of the car, you know, so you could, the cars would tell you what year it was, you know.
Funny.
But now it's in front of sculptures mm-hmm. downtown, and it brings back all those memories. And food downtown, you know, you can, you don't have to walk very far to stumble into a restaurant.
No, you sure don't. There, as you said before, there are so many options. A lot of variety. I mean, we've got Mama's Lattas with enchiladas. We've got Sanaa's with the Mediterranean cuisine. We've got JL Beers with hamburgers. And, you know, go to Parker's for an upscale experience. And that's just a tiny handful of what we have to offer.
And if you, like I say, want to have a big meal and maybe drink a bunch of wine or maybe have some beers, you can actually take the bus home at night down.
You must know more about that than I do.
Well, the buses run till 9 o'clock at night down.
Oh, okay.
And so the bus depot is downtown.
Yes.
So you can actually get a ride home for 50 cents if you're a senior.
Yeah, hey, that's a good deal.
Yeah. And bicycles. Now, downtown is bicycle friendly.
Yes. Do note, though, that it's on the streets that you should be biking and not on the sidewalks when it comes to downtown, because there is so much pedestrian traffic on the sidewalks. But I know that they just came out with a new walk score, which I think that kind of includes mm-hmm. bikeability as well, that Phillips Avenue, I believe, scored 92 out of 100. That's high, and that's something to brag about, I think.
Well, it's downtown is the center for a lot of the walkathons and ride-a-thons as kind of a beginning or end point for a lot of them, I know. Mm-hmm. The Uptown, tell us a little more about that, because that's growing, and you've got quite a few construction things actually moving.
Yeah, so for anybody who's not familiar with where Uptown is, it's basically the north end of downtown, and that would be where we have several new residential units in particular. There's the Good Sam actually opened up a really nice residential unit there that is income-based, and besides that, there are a few other residential units that have gone up that are just recently opening and still have some open lofts. So it's a great time to be looking to move downtown. And besides residential, there are some new businesses up there as well. Uptown Events, for example, is a business that it's a collaborative business. So if you want to have an event, whether it's a wedding, a reunion, it doesn't matter what the event it is, they have hairstylists, they have florists, they have all kinds of different services under one roof. So you don't need to go all around town to plan your event. You can do it at one place.
The lofts you mentioned, I find it so interesting that downtown so many of them are having gardens on their roofs.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a great place to watch the parades, you know, from the roof of the buildings downtown. But there's so much historical sentimentality and a lot of people, you know, they'll come in and stay at the downtown Holiday Inn, for example. Maybe they work for the airline or whichever, but they'll look up the street. I know I've talked to some people that come in to help set up some of these Broadway shows at the pavilion. They look down and say, wow, you've got a downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to them.
Yep.
And they'll go to Mama Llama's and Enchiladas and look at, gee, you know, I could open a business like this, because they're looking for a place to settle down.
Sure,
being on the
sure.
road all the time.
Yeah.
And they're from England or whichever. But they are amazed that we have a downtown, and it's so thriving. Now, I've been to, like, Cleveland, and I've seen their downtown rejuvenation down at the riverfront that they've had, and we've kind of followed in the same way. Now you'll have groups of people that go downtown, and maybe they'll walk from the first Friday at the Pavilion with mm-hmm. their family. Then they'll go down and have something to eat maybe at the Mediterranean or, you know, some of the other restaurants. But then they can go to Zambro's, and mm-hmm. then they can, you know, the Trolleyville is something that is downtown Sioux Falls has been involved with. Tell us how that's evolved.
We have. So this year, the city wasn't funding the trolley anymore. So downtown Sioux Falls has put some funding toward that and is working actually with Stellar Limousine as the contracted agency who's actually running it with their drivers. And as of now, it's funded through, I believe, July 7th. We are actually seeking some additional funds to keep it going through the rest of our summer, and we certainly hope to. At this point, there is a $1 fee per day with the unlimited amount of rides within that fee.
Which is similar to the bus. And you could park down by the farmer's market, down by the falls, and take the trolley up to anywhere around downtown.
Yep. There's basically a somewhat circular route, mm-hmm. and it kind of goes from like the pavilion down to Phillips Avenue, East Bank, and also down to Falls Park.
And you have horse-drawn...
Yes, every Friday night, 6 to 8:30, we have horse and carriage rides, and they load at the plaza by 12th and Phillips, and it's just $5 per rider. So it's a really great opportunity, especially with kids, you know, to expose them to horses, and it's a beautiful ambiance downtown.
Kind of like New York has.
Yeah.
It's not maybe a horse carriage, but it's romantic. If somebody wanted to, you know, take a date, that would be a romantic beginning to, you know, before they have a meal or whichever. My suggestion is, and mark my words, Maureen, after maybe next November, someone's going to say we need a parking ramp out at the where the new event center is when that opens up, because parking will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, well, it'd be a lot cheaper if they just take down the Canary Ballpark, which is nothing but really kind of like bleacher construction, and build a ballpark downtown. Maybe over by Sioux Steel or in that area, whichever.
Yeah.
That way, it would be kind of like Wrigley Field, and you could, again, walk around downtown with your family and your kids and go to a ball game and come back and get nice something nice to eat or whichever.
Yeah.
I just want to get that out there, Maureen. So
I think it's a cool idea. Another entertainment venue downtown. Let's have it.
Well, in the summertime, that would be great, you know. Like I say, you've got bus connections. You've got the connection of the, what am I talking about, the parkway, you know, the walkways and, and that type of thing that go around the city. And you can end up downtown. Maureen, the summer events, there's a lot of them. There's the Saturday night movies, right?
Yes, Moonlight Movies take place in Fawick Park every Saturday in June, July, and August. And that is a great opportunity for a free event. Bring your family downtown, check out Fawick Park. And if you go to DTSF.com, you can see the full schedule of movies. They start at dusk, and I'm going to emphasize that because dusk actually changes. The time changes a bit throughout the summer. It gets a little earlier as we go on through the summer. The reason for that is we do want to start the movies as early as we can, but they can't be shown in daylight, basically.
Well, I miss the old drive-in movies that we had in Sioux Falls, but just bring a blanket maybe and just
bring
sit down
a blanket or a chair. There are concessions sold on site. You can buy popcorn, pop, or candy or water on site. And it's just a really, cheap, fun night out.
And for those who don't know what First Friday is, tell us that.
Yeah, so First Friday actually happens all year long. The first Friday of every single month, something special is going on downtown. And that something special in the summer includes a block party. We have a downtown block party on the East Bank the first Friday of the month. However, I'd like to point out for July, it will be the second Friday because it falls on the 4th of July is when the actual first Friday falls.
So you get a double on July. You get the 4th of July and then the first Friday the next Friday.
Exactly. Yes, you get the 4th of July and then the next Friday you get a block party. And Cole Allen Band will be headlining our block party on July 11th. And we will also have, I should point out, that's a great event to bring your kids to because we're going to have the Fallout Creative community there again. They have come once a year for the last few years, and they, in addition to the Washington Pavilion providing kids activities, the Fallout Creative community provides even more interactive art activities for people of all ages and ability levels. It's so much fun to interact with them.
Don't you usually have a big concert in August?
We sure do, yes. So we have Downtown Riverfest, I believe is what you're referring to, and that is on Saturday, August 16th. And our headliner this year is the Main Avenue Warehouse. It takes place on, as I mentioned earlier, the beautiful downtown riverfront. The amphitheater is right by Sharapa Place between 6th and 8th Street, and that's our main stage. We also have a second stage over by the Hilton Garden Inn, just south of 8th Street. And this year, we're expanding the venue to include the Ravens' new development on the riverfront. If you came last year, you may have noticed there was some congestion, but we're absolutely working to alleviate that by making the event venue larger and moving around our vendor booths.
You know, we're running out of time, but, you know, then you got German, in the fall, you got the Sidewalk Arts Festival, you got the German Fest, you've got things going on all year round.
We sure do.
But now, Hot Summer Nights, that's on July 21st.
16th. Wednesday, July 16th.
The 16th. Okay. Hot summer nights.
Yep.
And that's free. Just come down and have great food.
That is also free to attend. Yes. Yep. Great food. Big food variety this year. And there will be Corvettes lining the streets and a Harley parade and live rock and roll music.
People from all over the country. Maureen Ohm, Director of the Downtown Sioux Falls, want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
Thank you.